out of that text. So to take all of that and to put it down into one phrase, the essence of Christianity, was a difficult task, but you know what? Karl Barth was up to that task. And so he answered that reporter. He answered that reporter by saying this: the essence of Christianity is Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. All of Scripture, he said, in that way, by reciting that Sunday school hymn, all of Scripture from creation through Exodus, through wandering in the desert, through the birth of Jesus, and his life, and his teaching, and his healing ministry, and his death, and his resurrection, and the story of the early church, all of it, was about God's great love for us. All of us, you, in Jesus Christ. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. You know, this church, like so many other churches over the last 2,000 years, all over the world, this church has been telling its own story as a chapter, if you will, in God's great love story for all of us in Jesus Christ. And our stewardship campaign, which we launched this morning and which will lead us over the weeks towards Consecration Sunday on November 14th, that will give us lots of opportunity to tell lots of stories. And as part of that, I'm going to lay it out there, as part of our stewardship campaign, we are going to talk about money. We're going to talk about finances and our resources and how we spend them. But as we talk about money, it is my prayer that we talk about them not only in terms of how this institution needs our resources to, say, keep the lights on and keep the heat and to do all those missions, programs, and outreach and sites, so all those things that we do, the institutions need to give. Not only will we talk about that, but we'll also tell the story of how we as individuals need to be givers. That there is a spiritual need that we have to be givers. So we'll talk about that and tell the story of money, but beyond the story of money and resources and spending, etc., we will also tell other stories too. We will tell the story how in 1973 the Methodist Church and the UCC Church came together into one united church of Underhill, and how that merger has shaped our communal life ever since. We will tell the story of our music program, great music program. We will tell the story of our Christian education programs, of our missions and outreach to the community, our work with the food shelf. We will tell stories about births and baptisms and confirmation and marriages and the death and funeral of those we have known and loved. We will tell those stories too, and I'm excited about it. And I'm excited about the story of us, and I am excited about God's great love story. Well, where do we start? Well, we start this morning by telling the story of our mission trip group that went to Indiana in June. And we are going to have some slides that we're going to show, and folks who went on that trip are going to tell sort of aspects of that trip. But before we get into that, I wanted to just introduce it by talking about how such a trip came about. Now, it was just a year ago, maybe even this Sunday, where a group of us started meeting downstairs and talking sort of in general terms about whether or not we would like to take a service trip of some kind. And we wondered, do we stay in Burlington area or Vermont? We wondered, do we travel farther afield in New England, or do we get on a plane maybe and go somewhere around the country or even around the world? So made some calls and inquiries and talked to some folks, and I talked to this one organization in North Dakota, and they said, we have no work for you, but I know somebody who needs some workers, and I will patch you in one. And I thought I would never hear anything about that again, but the very next morning, Rhonda Carlson, good old Rhonda Carlson, she called me up at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, and she's in Central Time. She called me first thing, and she was excited, and she pleaded, and she said, I have 17,000 homes that are flooded out, and I need help, and I have a summer worth of work needed, and no one to do that work. Would you please come to here? And I said definitively, we'll talk about it. We'll think about it. So I went back to the there's not beauty there. It's not the first choice of places that we would like to go, but we say, you know what? Boy, they really need us in Gary. And a lot of these other places have waiting lists, so I guess we're going to Gary. So 11 of us committed to going, and I called up Rhonda that week, the next week, and I said, Rhonda, you'll be happy to know, and we're happy to know, we are coming to Gary in June. And she said, oh, you have made a chubby woman in northern Indiana very, very happy. So, we went. Why? Why would a group of people from Vermont who had no connection at all to Gary, Indiana, why would we get on a plane and spend all that time and money going to help people that we've never met and will never meet again when there are good people right here that need our help? Why would we do something like that? I thought a lot about that over the months. And I thought about it this week in particular, and it occurred to me, we do crazy things like getting on planes and going to Gary. We do things like that in this church all the time because we are rooted in God's story. We are rooted in God's great love story. A love story which sounds, well, in part, like this. In Isaiah chapter 58, verses 6 through 12, we read this. Is not this the fast that I choose? To loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke. Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, and bring the homeless poor into your house when you see them naked, to cover them, and not to hide yourself from your own kin? Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up quickly. Your vindicator shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, here I am. If you remove the yoke from among you, the pointing of finger, the speaking of the evil, if you offer food to the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light shall rise in the darkness. And your gloom will be like noonday. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your needs in parched places and make your bones strong. And you shall be like a well-watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters never fail. Your ancient ruins, even in Gary, will be rebuilt. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to live. Such is God's great love story. And hear now our story, told by those who went to Gary